This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. On Thanksgiving Eve, Turkey Bowl tonight. Hugh Douglas will be there. DeCamera, Richie, Devin, Howard on the call. It's a great day on WIP as we get set for a big football weekend, including the Eagles and the Ravens. The marquee game on Sunday at 4:25. Do you trust Jalen Hurts if this is a shootout? 215-592-9494. I need to see him do this and them to win a shootout on his arm before I trust him. Hugh trusts him. Kyle trusts him. Where do you come down on Hurts if this is a shootout against one of the best offenses in the NFL in the Ravens on Sunday? All right. Back to your calls in a second. We'll get you all set up for Hugh's Clues in a few minutes as well. But so the Eagles are underdogs this Sunday. It's about 3-point underdogs against the Ravens. I'm not surprised, though. I do think it's a – I would have put it more like 1.5, 2. But, all right, they're a 3-point underdog. I think they have a real chance to win the game. But even though they're underdogs, Ross Tucker was with us yesterday and said this is actually a tough spot for the Ravens. Here's Ross. Now, both teams are coming off of a road trip to the West Coast, right, coming back. But
but the Eagles had a couple more days of rest.
Well, one extra full day. Yeah. And then the idea that it was a tough, hard-fought, physical game against the Chargers, the Harbaugh. So it is a better spot for the Eagles than you would just say, well, second straight road game in Baltimore. They do get an advantage there. 215-592-9494. Back to the phone lines. But first, some NFL news here. Daniel Jones picked his spot. Stop the presses, everyone. Everyone take a deep breath. Daniel Jones has picked his next team.
94 WIP breaking news.
Can't believe we have a Daniel Jones sound.
The Daniel
here.
Jones sweepstakes are over.
It's over. He picked his team. He's a Viking?
Yeah.
Daniel Jones, a Minnesota Viking, to go back up Sam Darnold. Hugh, this kind of fits what we
good
heard.
Good for him, man.
That he wanted to go to a backup, a playoff team.
Yeah, I mean, he thought he was Juan Soto.
Well, he told the Raiders no yesterday. Flat out, you're not good enough for me. The guy that just lost game after game for the last 6 years gets to pick his next spot.
Most All right. Beautiful thing about being a quarterback, when you get cut like that, you got options.
Yeah. I think it makes sense, right? Go to a playoff team. If the starter goes down, you get to play, and away you go. So Jones is now a member of the Minnesota Vikings.
I actually thought Baltimore would have been the best possible spot for him.
Well, if he wants to win a Super Bowl, right?
Lamar goes down late in seasons.
Yep.
He has a similar skill set. It sounds funny to say Daniel Jones and Lamar Jackson, but
they both run.
It feels like they wouldn't have to deviate too much from what they do on offense.
Maybe he's shorting the Sam Darnold resurgence. Maybe yeah. Darnold turns back into a pumpkin. He takes the job from him by the playoffs. Who knows? But Daniel Jones is now a Minnesota Viking. All right, back to the phone lines here. Matt in Broomall is up. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, Matt? What are you feeling?
So when it comes to trust in Jalen, if the game goes into a shootout, I got to say, I think I'm on the other side than most people here. I don't know if I could trust him yet, and I think I have some pretty valid reasons as to why I wouldn't trust him. So when you think about the start of the Eagles season, the 2-2 start after the bye, what happened? Lane, Jordan, Dickerson going to Nick, hey, we need to change the offense. Basically what they said is we need to take the ball out of Jalen's hands for us to be successful. Ever since then, the Eagles have been arguably the best team in the NFL, and I know the defense has started to play a lot better since then too, but that could coincide with dominating time possession in the run game. I just think over the last year and a half, 2 years, when we've seen games where Jalen's forced to throw a lot and make plays with his arm, hasn't really gone well for us. So that's why I'm kind of in a spot where I think if he has to throw the ball 30, 35 times and keep pace with the Ravens scoring points, I just don't feel great about it.
Well, and Matt, to your point on the numbers with the attempts, I mean, it's a pretty clear line of delineation, right? First four games, he threw the ball 34, 30, 38, 30. We know what that looked like. They went 2-2. They weren't very good. Since then, I'm looking at the numbers. He hasn't thrown the ball more than 28 times in a game since September, and most games are more like 20, Hugh, his attempts
in
games.
I'm looking at the numbers.
Yeah,
and I think, I mean, it's easy to say that, but I think part of it is because the running game has become so efficient.
Of course. They haven't needed
and
to.
And you don't need to really throw the ball, because I could say the same thing. Who was it the other night? Justin Herbert. They're primarily, everybody talks about his arm and his arm strength and how good he is as a quarterback. They're primarily a running team, and they were benefiting from that for the most part until Monday Night Football. So it's one of those things where, You know, I hear what you're saying, and I know that that bothers some people, but we got a home run hitter back there carrying the football, and if you can give the ball to him and not put the ball in harm's way, then why not do that?
Well, you can, but if the game gets high scoring, it becomes a little harder.
I get it. Yeah.
And it's a good, and Matt, on top of it, it's a good run defense, right? The Ravens have the second best run defense, so if Saquon isn't hitting those home runs, they're going to have to throw the ball.
Exactly. I mean, I want them to keep running the ball. Why not keep doing it? But hypothetically, if they had to get in a position for Jalen to be the guy and throw 30 times and win a game, I necessarily don't feel confident in him right now to be able to do that.
Yeah, Matt, I'm with you on this. I need to see him do it. And Matt, good phone call. The other thing is, when you think about how it's gone, like, I think Jalen has played much better over the last 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like part of it is because he's been...
He hasn't had to throw it as much.
Right, like, the mistakes are mitigated because he's just dropping back less, right? Like, those times where he misses someone or he throws it into coverage, he's been better, right? He's been I'll use your word. This is the word of the week here.
Efficient.
He's been efficient, but it's almost like if he has to throw 30, 35 times, there's probably going to be one or two where you're like, ah.
And I feel like this, too. And it might be a little bit getting a little ahead of myself. It might be a little hyperbolizing or whatever.
But, on a Wednesday?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's this Wednesday is like a Friday. But I feel like the confidence level is higher. And when you're playing with confidence and you're comfortable, that makes your job easier because you're not thinking. Kind of like I'm kind of like how the defense is playing now. They're playing with a lot of confidence, so they're not doing a whole lot of thinking out there. So I feel like with the success of the running game in a small sampling size, the success of the passing game, I don't think that they're in a situation right now where they're afraid to put a little bit more on his plate.
I do wonder, and your first reaction as I say this might be like, hey, Joe, just run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I do wonder if they look at the matchup this week, Hugh, and plan to throw it more. Like, they're going up against a team that is one of the best run defense in the NFL, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're going up against a team that can't stop the pass. Like, if I just say that to you, what my first instinct would be, well, throw it more. But you have Saquon Barkley, right? You have this offensive line. You're running the ball this well. We've seen this in the past, though, with the Eagles. They fall into these traps, and it hasn't happened, I would say, in the last 5 or 6 weeks. They've avoided the trap. But we've seen the Eagles do this where they see a matchup where they could throw and they try to go bombs away to start a game. I tend to think they're in a zone now running. They're going to keep running. But the numbers say throw on the Ravens.
Yeah, it does. But your bread and butter has been the running game. And I think that especially this time of year, when you talk about it's going to be cold outside,
mm-hmm. Very
cold. You got to make people make business decisions. You know, and this team is susceptible to it. I think the screen game last week kind of opens a whole nother avenue up for you. And listen, man, even though they are a really good run defense, you got to try them. You know, you got to try. You got to try. And if you can demoralize them that way, then that even opens up the running game the passing game even more.
Well, the thing about trying with the run game with Saquon is, you know, it wouldn't surprise me at all if the first quarter of the game the Ravens' run defense kind of wins, right? But then you got to keep going because he breaks them. Right?
Like chopping down a tree.
Eventually falls over. It's fallen over a lot in the run game this year. Let's go to Scott in Abington. What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys. You guys were, Joe and Kyle, you guys were yelling at me last time I called because I think I was the only caller that day that said Hurts is going to be on the team for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And Hugh just sat there quietly. Love you, Hugh.
Scott, I'm trying to remember your phone call. You said like 8 years, right, or 10 years?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you remember the call. Yeah,
yeah.
He's going to be here for a while.
Well, see, that's the part that struck me. Like, I think he's going to be the quarterback next year and the year after. But projecting 8 years on almost any quarterback is
crazy.
Like Scott, it's so far away.
Relatively young.
But he's a physical player. Scott, I'm going to let you make your point on this. I just will say I have no idea what his body looks like in 8 years. He might be done. Like Scott, he reminds me of Steve McNair as a player physically and the way he plays. McNair in his early 30s was he was basically cooked. So I it's hard for me to wrap my mind around 10 years from now with a mobile quarterback. Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you why I feel that he's probably in better shape for that now is over the last 6 or 7 weeks, he's been much more strategic about how he runs. He's picking his timing, you know, a whole lot better. So you're not seeing those kind of, you know, dangerous, reckless, you know, fearless kind of runs. He's being smarter about it. And, I think that's going to help him survive a lot longer. But here's the funny thing. I actually don't think it's because he's playing more consistent or that the running game is just that amazing. The reason why I think they're doing so well now is for the one thing that nobody's really talking about, and I don't get it, and that is all during Andy Reid and even during Peterson, the one thing we would always complain about is they're lousy at making adjustments. They seldom ever made them during the game. And then with Doug, when we would do the run the ball thing, every third game he'd run it like 50 times and then back to passing all the time. These guys right now are making in-game adjustments to the point where it's just blowing my mind. Yeah, they could get off to a slow start. They're seeing what they're doing. Now that they know what they have in terms of personnel on defense especially, they're making adjustments and they are shutting people down. I was telling my son the other day during the game, I was like, at halftime, like, yeah, it's kind of close. I'm a little nervous. But then I looked at the stat sheet, and I'm like, wait a second. L.A. only has 111 yards now in the first half. They had 120 after the first quarter. Like, they're negative yards since those first two drives.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy cow.
You know, Scott, I think Fangio is one of the Fangio is one of the best in-game adjusters I've seen, you know, I don't know, in the last 20 years in the NFL. And now we get to see it, like, up close, not just once in a while watching whatever team he was coaching, the Bears or the Broncos or whatever, like watching it week to week, he really did. It changes. Like the first quarter, teams can move the ball on the Eagles, and then it feels like after that, like you said,
clamps.
They had negative yards in the second quarter.
Yeah, well, and I think that's the reason why it's not going to be a shootout. It's going to feel like one during the first quarter, and then it's going to settle down during the second quarter, and then the Eagles are going to impose their will in the second half.
Well, I hope you're right. And if they can do that to the Ravens, it'd be the most impressive one all year. Scott, we appreciate it. I mean, Hugh, you mentioned last week, and I agreed with you, that this was probably the biggest challenge was the Rams because they had a veteran quarterback and they had two good receivers.
Yeah.
But this is a different animal in terms of a single player they're going up. Lamar's the best player they've seen all year.
Yeah, no question.
So, like, this is a unique kind of challenge. It's not just going up against a good offense. Like, Lamar Jackson is the best player.
Home run hitter.
They've seen, and he obviously does it in the run game, in the pass game, and everything. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go any further here, we do have a prize to give away today. We have a pair of tickets to see the Big Five Classic at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia, Saturday, December 7th, so a week from this Saturday. Each of the city's Division I basketball teams battle for bragging rights in a one-day triple header where one school will be crowned champion. Tickets on sale at BigFiveClassic.co, or you can win them right now by playing a little game called Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in, come on in. Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
All right, for Hugh's Clues, this one, I said, you know what? It's the holidays. So I'm going to make this as easy as I possibly can. So if you know me, you're probably going to get this one. As I think about it now, Joe, you'll probably get this one. Right out the gate.
Okay.
So we came in this morning.
So I think I asked you, right? I said, like, what's the first thing you think about when you think about Thanksgiving?
Yes. And this is the first thing that came to my mind. This is the clue, people. So listen up. When Joe asked me that question about Thanksgiving, this was the first thing that came to mind when he asked me about it.
This is usually how our meetings go each morning. We sit down, and I usually ask Hugh something. Maybe it's about the Eagles. Maybe it's about Thanksgiving. Like, I just say, Hugh, what do you think about this? And this was the first word he said. Like, the first thing he thought of when I said Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And then we also lose Hugh for the rest of the meeting.
No, it's
that first
listening.
One, he's locked in, though. That first
no,
one.
No, but I'm listening, but I'm pondering what the conversation is about. And I just, because I'm trying to formulate what I want to talk about. Not, I mean, I know Kyle looks at me like I'm not paying attention. I am, but I'm kind of in the moment, and then maybe, you know, a squirrel might hit you with a squirrel every now and then. Like, oh, squirrel, but still, I'm still paying
attention.
You're
long thinking, yeah.
Yeah, I'm long thinking.
So we start talking about the Eagles, and then he was like, man, stuffing. Like,
no, I got to thinking about stuffing. Because, you know, yeah, well, I don't want to get to take a deep dive, but I was trying to figure out, do y'all call it stuffing or dressing?
I call it stuffing.
And when I say y'all, that just sounded so bad. But
you
but
might as well have just said you people.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You people,
I mean,
on a Thanksgiving Eve, you peopling us?
No, it's funny because after I said, so I was like, wait a minute.
You call it dressing?
We call it dressing.
Okay.
So is it like, is it?
I mean, I've heard that. I don't, it's fine. Like, I know, if you said to me, on the Thanksgiving table, do you want some dressing? I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I
it's
know,
not that
you,
crazy.
You go to the barbecue.
That's right, yes.
And most people look at you and be like, wait a minute, dressing? What
Kyle,
is that?
What do you call it?
Well, so I call it stuffing. I think it's like interchangeable, obviously, but I mean, you could go off the technicality that it's stuffing if it's actually stuffed in the turkey and dressing if it's on the side.
Yeah, it's not.
That's a fair point. Yeah,
because it's not in the turkey.
Well, some people do
Some
that.
People do
some
it.
People, I don't.
You're out on that?
I don't partake in the homes that stuff it in the turkey.
How would you even know?
Because
it's on the table.
Did they take
it's
it out?
Served.
No, but it's oozing inside. It's inside the turkey.
But you wouldn't know because it's served.
It sounds pretty damn good.
No.
Why?
I mean,
what,
I'm not
turkey juices on your stuffing?
Put it like this.
You're a vegetarian.
Put it like this.
You're fraud.
I'm not against it. I'm not against it.
Plant-based on Thanksgiving? Come
but
on.
But it's better when it's in a pan because you get more.
See, well, like, I know. So,
ladies and gentlemen, this is the pre-show meeting. No, this is what happens. Listen, one thing leads to 15 minutes of nonsense.
I just sent me a text. I'm not going to repeat it on air, but I just sent me a text. Well, it's one. Hey, this is a Friday.
Did we
this
get you people
like a
again?
Friday. Well, yeah. Well, no, he didn't. You people, y'all. Okay. I would never do that.
No, hey, but you do it once a week.
But when I do it, when I say you people, I mean it with love.
Yeah.
I mean it with love. Uh-huh. I was just like, you know. But when I thought
that's
about
like
it,
with your all due with all due respect.
No, but when
I'm
I thought about
you.
It, I thought about how it sounded when I said it.
So I think in the turkey it could get like soggy though. And like in the pan, you can get like the
crusty bread. Yeah, because
that's the best. Because
I'm thinking every time you warm up the turkey, you're drying out the stuffing. You know what I mean? And like if you put the dressing on the side, you can get just as much as you
like,
want.
Well, I guess the stuffing could dry out the turkey too, because the bread's like absorbing the juices.
We need a YouTube cooking show with you. I just watch this whole thing take place.
That three bean casserole, you can have that. Like, it's like if you right now, if you're making a three bean casserole for Thanksgiving, somebody need to come in the kitchen and slap you across the lips and say, "What the hell are you doing? Why are you about to mess up Thanksgiving?"
Yeah,
with
I'm
that?
Out on that.
That's, promote violence on.
No, I'm just like, what you doing?
A lot of Thanksgiving thoughts from Hugh, but the first clue, this was the first thing that popped into his head. 215-592-9494. All right, let's talk to OG Wade, who's up on WIP. Hey, OG.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Good, OG. What's going on?
Hey, listen, man. I'm listening to great topic today. But I heard that the guy, Matt, I mean, like, and I just want to try to educate you people. When Jalen Hurts
got that jitterbug, jitterbug.
It's got to be tough to educate people when phone stinks.
There's no need to be throwing the ball when you're winning and trying to run trying to run clock.
Of course, we agree on that. Yeah,
and we all know the less any quarterback. I don't give a damn if it's Patrick Mahomes. The less you throw, the less amount of time you have to turn the ball over, mm-hmm. to make a mistake. So if a coach can manage Jalen to do that, I don't understand how that is a bad thing.
I'm with you. I don't think. I agree.
I don't think it's a bad thing.
But eventually, there's going to be a game where it just probably goes the other way, right? Where you have to throw it 35 or 40 times because the game.
That's why I like you to let me land my plane so I can answer that one for you.
Go ahead.
But let me hit you with this one here. If you look at Jalen Hurts' record, Jalen Hurts has more coming back win games than any quarterback in the history since they started doing it. Okay, that is a NFL record.
Yeah,
I said it, and you go look it up.
But I want to know the stat. He doesn't have more comeback wins than anyone in NFL history. That's not true.
Since they've been keeping it, and it's been since '91, Jalen Hurts has more comeback winning games. Down by 10 at halftime. He's the number one quarterback with that. He owns that record.
All right, go ahead.
You can go and check it.
All right. You added a caveat to it. All right, go ahead.
That ain't what you said.
No. I just gave you the record. I gave you an NFL record. Since everybody said, oh, what'd you say? This? Well, that is the NFL record. Now, the other thing is, everybody talk about the two games that we lost. One was against the Tampa Buccaneers without no weaponry, okay? So can we all say that we understand that loss? The other loss was y'all MVP and mine Saquon Barkley dropped a pass that was right in his hands that could have iced that game, so we would have won that game. So that's a loss. So when you're talking about, well, we lost two games when he was throwing the ball more than 30 times, the context matter. It all matters. And then lastly, when have you ever seen Jalen Hurts not be able to win a game because he couldn't throw the ball? When have you been in that position before? Not that we haven't, but when was the last time you seen Jalen Hurts not be able to win a game with his arm?
Well, I don't know what that means, last time he can't. He can win any game. He wins a lot of games.
Right, that's what I'm saying. My thing is, our concern is, does Jalen Hurts have the ability to come to win a shootout?
Well, no, OG, he has the ability. He has the ability. No one's questioned his ability. But did you trust him to do it? He hasn't done it in a long time. That's it.
Right. Yes, I do. Not right, because right. He hasn't had to. And yes, I do.
But he did have to against the Bucs, and he couldn't. He did have to do it.
You got no weapons. How are you going to do it against the Bucs?
Well, hold on, OG. On Sunday, he's likely not to have Devontae Smith. That's part of the equation.
No, he got it. But we can. I'm talking about he didn't have AJ. He didn't have Lane. He didn't have Smitty. Mm-hmm. He had nobody in that game.
I know.
That's all I'm aware.
I'm aware of that. I'm aware.
That's all. I mean, I'm just saying.
My point is they've won a very specific way this year. Very specific way. And it's worked out well. And I think he's playing well. I thought Sunday he played really well against the Rams. We just haven't seen many games this year where he's had to throw a lot to win the game. Sunday might be that game.
Right, right. Okay. Well, and that's a compliment. And you know what? That complimentary goes to our defense.
Of course it does.
If you look at the teams that we lost against last year, it was because we were getting scored on 30 a game. We had the last place defense in the league. There's no team other than Jalen Hurts Eagles that made the playoffs with a 30th ranked defense. So that has changed. So we're not in that boat no more. We're the number one team. And as far as the Ravens having a number two rushing thing,
mm-hmm.
that's only because teams have success throwing the ball on them. So there's not many teams really trying. They don't have to run on them because you're getting what you want throwing it.
Well, so and they're up a lot, so teams have to throw. Yeah, there's context to all of it. OG, what do you think? First thing that came to Hugh's mind when I said Thanksgiving this morning, what did he say?
I thought y'all cues was a little tardy. I mean, how the hell? I don't know what the hell was on Hugh's mind first thing in the morning. I mean, like, I'm wondering, you should have gave me another cue.
You want two clues, OG?
You're damn right. I ain't that bright.
You're just giving us drop material now. OG, all right, man, we appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving. He wanted two clues, Hugh, in one segment.
I'm still stuck on Jalen Hurts has the most four-quarter comebacks.
Well, he changed the stat on it. So at first he said most comebacks, right, and then down 10 or whatever. But then he amended it to at halftime. So I think he did have a good amount of those last year.
I was looking at it.
Most fourth-quarter comebacks.
How many come-from-behind wins does Jalen Hurts have? 8 fourth-quarter comebacks, 11 game-winning drives.
Well, the guys at the top of that list play for 15 years, right? The top of that list is who? Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Stafford.
That's pretty impressive, but it's the way you...
OG isn't capable of giving you a Hurts stat without making him the best at whatever it is.
He's got a lot of them. It's pretty good. 215-592-9494. More phone calls after the break.
And he didn't hear what the question was. Let's clean up, because OG probably got everybody confused. The first thing that came to mind when you mentioned Thanksgiving to me.
I said, Hugh, Thanksgiving, and he said this. That's the first clue today. 215-592-9494. Do you trust Jalen Hurts to win a shootout Sunday if he has to? Your guess is for Hugh's clues as well. And we know the Ravens have a great run defense. Will that even matter? What we expect from Saquon Sunday night and a cool mic'd up moment with him and A.J. Brown from Sunday night. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.